Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM and freakradio.org. On the line with me right now is Ed from Radio Free Petaluma, which is at 95.5 FM Pirate Radio Station. How you doing, Ed? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'd like to say thanks for the airtime. I appreciate it. And it's always nice to have somebody else to bounce ideas off of. You guys have been extremely helpful to us.
Well, good. How long has your station been going here? 95.5 FM, right?
Yeah. Yep, we are 95.5 FM. We have been going pretty much continuously for about 2 years, and it's taken us this long to save the money, get all the bugs worked out of the equipment so that we're not spurring outputs and we don't have any amplifiers and all that stuff. And I'm sure you guys know what that's like.
Yeah.
So we got all the bugs worked out of it, and we're starting to do more and more live feeds now, which we're really excited about. We're a music-oriented station, and we like to feature local musicians, much like what you guys have just had on there.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have a website yet?
We're working on it. We just registered it the other day. It will be radiofreepetaluma.org.
Okay.
And we're working on getting something put together now for the web hosting.
Have you?
So we're currently looking for people that want to get involved with and we always are happy to entertain all types of music, all types of musicians.
Uh-huh.
Because it is a community radio station, the thing that we kind of frown on is profanity. Everything else is open. We would love to have more community involvement, and certainly if you guys wanted to do a show, we'd appreciate that. We'd entertain it.
Mm-hmm. How many programmers do you have on the station?
Right now there's three of us,
uh-huh.
And we're always looking for more. So
okay.
If there's somebody out there that's into free radio and understands that it's all about community involvement and all about truly free speech, we don't run paid advertisements. We do public service announcements for absolutely for free. Any local businesses, we give them promo time, no charge at all. So we're not controlled by a big corporation that's pounding on us, but, saying, you must roll X amount of hours of this because we signed a contract with somebody. That's totally not what we're about at all.
Which opens up, experimentation, and actually having your musicians on to be able to play extra music. Like, we wouldn't be able to do that here with Diane Patterson on for almost a whole hour. So
yeah, isn't that great? That's wonderful, man. That is what it's all about. Bringing local musicians on the air, getting them involved, getting their names known. And there's been a lot of people who have hit it big who have started off on free speech radio.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I even heard rumors that Johnny Cash did some stuff a while back.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. We are pretty excited about it. So far, we've got a lot of community involvement. We broadcast live every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's what we're up to so far. And we're also going to put an internet stream out there. So if anybody else wants to hear live music Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that's going to happen probably in the next month. So just keep an eye open for our website, Radio Free Petaluma. And if you want to get involved before the website goes up, the email address is radiofreepetaluma@yahoo.com. And we've got, like I said, a whole lot of community involvement now and getting more and more each day. Once we get all the kinks worked out of our remotes, we're going to be doing like city council interviews, mayor, the chief of police, all that sort of thing. We look forward to bringing those guys on board too. That'll help our cause tremendously.
What type of programs do you have on? Or are you airing now currently?
Right now, we're like I said, we're featuring music mostly, and we're entertaining the idea of maybe applying for Critical Mass Radio to be a part of that. From what I've read on that so far, it's an outstanding group of people that get together and a way for all of us to unite, together their strength sort of a thing. So once I do my homework on that and talk to a few more people, we will probably be a member of Critical Mass if they'll have us. And right now, there's been a tremendous outcry of musicians in our local area right there that want to get airtime, and we're trying our darndest to get that all scheduled. As I mentioned earlier, all of us work 40-hour day jobs to pay the bills right now, so there is nobody that's 100% dedicated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we do the best we can to get the scheduling up, get the promos to run, and get listeners for those live music.
That seems to be the going way the working class folks run these radio stations. Yeah, the micro stations. You know, all of our folks here at Free Radio Santa Cruz have daytime jobs, and actually, some of us, we have to pay dues to do a program in order to pay the bills, because they don't pay themselves, that's for sure. DSL lines and websites and phone bills, all that stuff costs money as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing we get a lot of, and I'm not sure if you guys do, is people, you know, saying, geez, can I contribute cash? And for many different reasons, we don't take cash donations. However, we'd be happy to give you our DSL bill or our streaming bill. So that's the way we've been doing it so far. And, you know, month to month, it's been really good. You know, people have picked up the slack in between and helped us to pay our bills. So we appreciate that.
So you don't take donations. Why is that?
No, not cash. Not cash.
Why?
We take donations, but donations in time, talent, or if you want to pay the bills, that's fine. We'll give you a copy of them. Run down and pay them. We'd appreciate it. The reason we don't take cash donations is to basically to squelch any ideas of corruption. That is technically one thing I've heard guys say before, that, you know, our radio station was on the air for a year, and people were donating a lot of cash, and some of it came up missing in the treasury, and there's this big scandal. And we just want to avoid any negative press about that. So in order to do that, we just, you know, if people say, geez, you know, we'd really like to pay, you know, give you $20 or whatever, we just give them the phone company's number and say, here, you know, go pay $20 on our bill. We'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it works out real good that way.
And Petaluma, that's north of San Francisco, correct? In Marin County?
Yeah. Well, actually, we're north of San Rafael, north of Novato, and south of Santa Rosa. It's kind of a little valley community right there. And it's about 65,000 in East and West Petaluma. And our transmitter does serve both East and West Petaluma. So a pretty good listener base.
How many watts you running?
We run a whopping 100 watts.
Wow.
And that's into the antenna, taking into account, you know, height above ground and the gain of the antenna. We're probably around, I'd say, 200 watts PEP. The last time we measured it was 215 or 218, something like that.
Are you getting good coverage, though, as well?
Oh, yeah.
Town.
Yeah, we get good coverage. And one thing we're really careful about is overmodulation, because we don't want to give anybody any reason to say that we're causing harmful interference. And one thing we're really proud of, you can stand pretty much right next to our transmitter, and we're on 95.5, which is technically licensed to a large corporate station but doesn't really cover the Petaluma Valley. And they have 95.5 and 95.9. You can stand right next to our transmitter with a portable handheld radio and listen to 95.9 with zero interference, zero modulation problems. Our transmitter doesn't spur. We've taken great pains to filter all that stuff out. And, you know, one thing I want to mention for the people that might be listening that know a little bit about this, that when LPFM first came out, you know, we were really excited about it. And by the time it finally got to us, nobody could use it. And, I mean, just the very idea of a three-channel spacing is insane. It is absolutely, positively insane. And, you know, NPR fought that and fought it, and they won. I mean, they won. And when you go on the air with your own micropower station, just be real careful not to cause harmful interference on either way. We'd be happy to help you if you're interested in starting your own, you know, to do a site survey and figure out where there truly is an open spot for you to slide into. And not cause that harmful interference. And if you look at our frequency, you know, the first harmonic down is actually on pretty close to the CHP frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really want to make that a point to say that we are definitely not causing any harmful interference. That has been checked, double-checked, and rechecked. And should our transmitter start to spur, it'll instantly blow a fuse. We've got circuitry in place to make sure that that happens. So the very notion that there's not enough room on the dial for an LPFM station, it's just nuts. You know, and I honestly believe that it's a function of large corporations trying to control the media and keep our voices from being heard.
What about those little 10-watt translator stations the Christian broadcasters are buying up? We've had to move from 96.3 in order for them not to interfere. They're interfering with us. So we end up having to move to 101 FM, and they're on Fremont Peak with a directional antenna, and they took out half of our listeners here in Santa Cruz, so we end up having to move. That seems to be a big thing against the low-power FM is these translator stations coming in. What do you think about them? Have you had any problems with that? Or?
You know, we really haven't. You know, thank the stars that we have not had any problems with those. I am sure that eventually we will, once the word really gets out about us. But the very notion of a licensed station causing interference with us, I just can't even put that into words. I'm not a very articulate guy anyway, but I mean, I'm just kind of sitting here with my mouth hanging open going, man, you know, it's almost like anything to keep the truth from being told or keep control of that media.
Yeah.
It's appalling. I can't say enough good about guys like us that go out there and, you know, number one, play by all the rules except they're okay, and number two, who are shut down not for causing harmful interference, which is their big thing. You know, they want to shout that from the rooftops that we're interfering with licensed broadcasters and, you know, what horrible people we are, and oh my Lord, you know, all these publications about how we're you know, outputting spurious outputs and causing interference to the first and third and fifth harmonic up and down, and it's insane. There's, you know, I'm not saying that it can't happen, but, you know, more often than not, stations like, well, look at you guys. You know, you've been on the air for 10 years, and how many times have you ever bled over? You know, you've moved your frequency to make room for a 10-watt station. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
That is...
Well, I went out and got an interview with the FCC when they visited us the last time and asked them, you know, straight up, are we interfering? No. It's just because you don't have a license, period. So that's why they came after us, period. We weren't interfering with anybody on our frequency. Of course, we've had people interfere with us time and time again. But, well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. We're talking to Ed from Radio Free Petaluma in Petaluma, California at 95.5 FM. And pretty soon he's got a website coming online, radiofreepetaluma.org. Do you know when that's going to be up and running?
It should be up by this time next week.
Okay.
We've got it registered. We've got the site built. And for the most part, it's ready to go. We just need to get the web space allocated for it. So check that site, radiofreepetaluma.org. Next Tuesday, we should have it up and running.
And also contact you at radiofreepetaluma@yahoo.com. If folks want to help pay the bills and keep you guys going.
Yeah, that would be great. And, you know, I really want to thank Free Radio Santa Cruz for all the information and all the support. You guys have just been wonderful for us. If there's ever anything that we can do, just drop us an email or give us a call. We'd love to come down and help you out.
All right. Again, we're talking to Ed from Radio Free Petaluma, Petaluma, California.
Thanks for the airtime.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org, Lil Mojo Nixon.
The pirate ships are sailing out on stormy seas. That's Radio Free America, just for you and me. The big radio station are stinking up the air. The abuse, let us plot, it's a real nightmare. yes, they say. Lily-livered scallywags full of mendacity. It's mutiny of the airways. We're sculling lots of rum. We'll wake them, walk the plank. We're having lots of fun. Sing! My name.